What we see are multicolored lights beaming onto the beginning and the end of a path. It's not a rainbow.
What, did she Photoshop this?
I don't know what is Photoshop.
Is it? I mean, how did...
This is natural. It's not computer enhanced.
Lawa'i International Center's president, Lynn Muramoto, and I were looking at a photo taken during last year's Pilgrimage for Compassion. Those rainbow rays must be lens refraction. Or by chance, I'd run into woodworker Ray Nita at a concert. He's been one of the volunteers helping to clean up the Lawa'i site after decades of neglect.
You could feel the energy coming out of the land there. It's funny, you know, during the restoration work, we would find places in there that were like a warp. We would get very confused and go back and forth in that space and trying to figure out what was happening. There's one time I took a picture, it was inside the cave, and when I developed it, it was showing an angle on the shrine that you couldn't get to. Strange energy there.
Don't ask about the electronic glitches I had making this recording. I mean, I know there was some wind noise, but...
The planet is like a body. It has meridians and like acupuncture points of the body. So all sacred sites are interrelated. So when you reawaken one very ancient dormant site, you really are affecting them all. And so, yes, by people coming here, what happens is it roots the energy of this land throughout the whole universe, but it takes people.
Muramoto says first Hawaiians, then a century ago, Japanese, found their way to Lawa'i Valley for healing. A Shingon Buddhist temple was built, and worshippers dotted the hillside with 88 homemade shrines. As that generation passed, weeds and rock falls overtook the area till volunteers and Kauai's Boy Scout Troop 83 launched a cleanup, inspired by Lawa'i Center founder Muramoto.
When we rebuilt this wall, cleaned up this area, everyone said 17 years ago, oh, this is no can, this is a no can project. But that didn't faze us, we just kept going.
In 2001, this 32-acre property was offered at $6 million. But somehow, the center acquired it for $250,000.
Sold those bags of mango seed for $5 a bag. We made 28,000 malasadas at the county fair. We made over 2,000 plates of stew and noodle at the Waimea Town celebration. We just kept going on and on and on.
Here, this is you inside one of the baby dollhouse shrines.
When you give your entire existence to one positive place on the planet, everything around it changes. It's giving your entire being, it's more than your heart and soul, it's your entire existence, and everything shifts around it.
Of course, Muramoto gave up her teaching job to be a full-time volunteer for the Lawa'i International Center. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.